Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to dive into the deep revelation in the Word of God. If this is your first time of joining us, I would like to specially welcome you. This is the Open Heaven Hour. And right here on this show, we always wait on the Lord every single morning just to hear Him speak to us. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 12th day in the month of April 2025. It's a beautiful new morning, it's a beautiful Saturday, and we'll be looking at a new topic today. A new topic that says, choose your partners wisely. Choose your partners wisely. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 28. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Some versions will say, guide me, O thou great Redeemer. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Kings chapter 8 to chapter 9. And our memory verse is taken from the book of Psalm 1 verse 1. Psalm 1 verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, not seated in the seat of the scornful. And our Bible reading for today is taken from the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, from verse 35 to 37. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, from verse 35 to 37. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 35 it reads, later, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, made an alliance with Ahaziah, king of Israel, whose ways were wicked. He agreed with him to construct a fleet of trading ships. After these were built at Ezion-Geber, Eleazar, son of Dodavahu of Merasha, prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, because you have made an alliance with Ahaziah, the Lord will destroy what you have made. The ships were wrecked and were not able to set sail to trade. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic says, choose your partners wisely. Our manual today reads, where you sow will determine what you will reap. In the parable of the sower, four soils were identified, but only one brought forth harvest. The other three soils yielded nothing, like we see in Mark chapter 4 from verse 3 to 8. I pray for you today, you will not sow on barren soils in Jesus' name. A barren soil can be a person, an organization, or even a house. Some people move into a new house and everything that was working for them suddenly stops working. Some get into a new relationship and start a new business partnership, and everything they have built over the years crumbles. Jehoshaphat is an example of a fellow who entered into partnerships with people who were barren souls. Even though he was a righteous man, he entered into relationships with ungodly people. First, he became friends with Ahab, a sinful and wicked king, and almost lost his life in battle, but for God's intervention, like we see in 1 Kings chapter 22, from verse 1 to 33. Then, as we read in today's Bible reading, he joined himself with Ahab's son, Ahaziah, another wicked king, and together they made ships to go to Tarshish. The ships were destroyed and the planned voyage failed because Jehoshaphat was partnering with someone who was a barren soil. Who you partner with in life and destiny matters a lot. If you partner with a wicked man, your efforts will be wasted because God is angry with the wicked every day, like we see in Psalm 7 verse 11. I pray for you. May you never partner with someone who is marked for destruction by heaven. May your efforts not be destroyed because of the partnerships you make, in Jesus' name. A disobedient fellow is another dangerous person to partner with. When you partner with such a person, you are sowing on concrete ground because disobedience shuts the heaven over a person. Jonah is an example of such a fellow. He puts people on the ship he boarded to Tarshish in trouble because of his disobedience. Although they didn't lose their lives, they lost their properties because of one disobedient passenger. Jonah chapter 1 from verse 1 to 5. When you join yourself to a disobedient person, you will suffer losses. In the name that is above every other name, I pray that you will not be disconnected, that you will be disconnected from every disobedient person who will make you suffer for what you know nothing about. Once again, I pray that you will be disconnected from every disobedient person who will make you suffer for what you know nothing about. Today's Open Heaven comes to the prayer point that says, Father, please help me not to associate with unfruitful partners in Jesus' name. Father, please help me not to associate with unfruitful partners in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download on Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.